This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Trump's taking those regulations off the backs of those corporations. Sounds like a good idea to me. Trump's gonna build a wall. That wall's gonna protect us all. Sounds like a good idea to me. Gonna get the economy moving again. We're lower taxes for you, my friend. Sounds like a good idea to me. Gonna rein in the EPA, get our energy from the USA. Sounds like a good idea to me. Gonna protect Israel's iron dome to keep those nukes from flying home. Sounds like a good idea to me.
So why do you support Israel?
Israel's our chief ally in the Middle East. Democracy, the free people. Sidney Rosenberg is on Sid and Friends, the best radio host of all time. That's why.
That's big. That is big. I mean, I've got this whole montage that Justin put together of Donald Trump, Mark Levin, Kelly Ripa, Michael Savage. There's a bunch of them, even Academy Award winner actor John Boyd, saying what a great radio host I am. But to have the Naked Cowboy sing a song on a rainy Sunday morning in Times Square and then say, Sidney, called me Sidney, Sidney Rosenberg is the greatest radio host of all time. That's about as big as it gets. That's about as big as having the New York Post, my friend Dori Lewak, who I love, do a huge full-page story on me, which she didn't do today, but she did for our friend Elizabeth Pipko. Page 9, New York Post, very, very big picture, looks like a model. Then a smaller one at the bottom of Pipko and Trump. The top reads, Miss Omega CA, and it goes on to say, Manhattan model, new pro-Trump RNC flack. And then the bottom of the page talks about abortion. Far as I know, Lizzie, you are now the official RNC spokesperson. Is that right or no?
Yes, the bad news is I have joined the RNC, and you'll be hearing a lot from me over the next few months.
Aren't you the only one, though? I know Lara Trump, for example, she's a co-chair. I'm close with her. She's on the show all the time. We talk about 5 days a week. But as far as I know, you're the only actual spokesperson.
I mean, there's a lot of amazing people representing the RNC, but I guess I will be one of them.
That's your gig.
Yes, that's one of my gigs.
Well, according to Dori, who's, I love Dori, you know.
She's, we both do.
Yeah, she's a great lady. We had a beautiful Shabbat dinner at Zeb Brenner's house, me and my beautiful wife, Danielle, and she was great. But when you read this story, you would think you got that job because you're good looking. There's nothing in that paper that says that you're smart, you got a master's, none of that.
Well, I'm reading the digital article now. They threw in a few more things in there, thank God.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did make a man president. I do have a master's from Penn. I do run a Holocaust museum. I did run a super PAC and a C4. I've done a lot of things, but I appreciate the compliments.
You know what's funny about that is your friend and mine, Alina Haba, who happens to be Trump's attorney, she did a story. This is going back, God, it's got to be about 6 or 7 months ago, where she said, it's not just about my look. She was taken aback. Now, look, at the end of the day, I think you'll be the first to admit that when you're a good-looking person, bigger for females than males. Agree?
Agree.
Okay.
Yes.
When you're a good-looking person, that helps you out in your everyday aspirations. But to her point and to your point, you guys are pretty smart, too, and you want that to be included in there is what you're saying.
Just you know, a line here and there.
Yeah, I get the same thing, trust me. All they talk about is my looks.
I know.
They've never once done that, actually. So what is this job? First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mazel tov. What does this job entail now?
I mean, a lot of things, but mostly making sure Donald Trump wins on November 5th, right, and saving our country. That's number one.
So do you have to, for example, go on radio stations and TV channels?
Yes, you are going to be hearing from me.
Right. Well, you're on Fox News quite a bit.
Quite a bit, yes.
Jesse Waters, I mean, does he pay you at this point?
Honestly, they should, right?
Yes. You're not a contributor? I mean, you're on like every night.
I'm on a lot. Yeah, no, I mean, they've been lovely. And unfortunately, we saw October 7th happen and a lot of people have reached out to me since. So despite how horrible that day was, I have gotten to speak quite a bit since then, and it's given me quite the platform to stand up for our people, just like you do.
Right.
So that's
right.
been good. But yeah, I will be continuing my Fox hits and probably a lot more too.
Well, will you end up even? Oh, you'll never end up on a liberal network because you're there for Trump, obviously. So.
I mean, I'm sure they'd love to yell at me.
CNN. I can see. What is her name? Caitlin Collins reaching out to you. Would you do that if I asked you to come on?
I think so.
You would.
I'm not that person that will only talk to people who agree with me. I am more than happy to have a normal conversation. As long as we both want the best for the country, why not?
But they don't want the best for the country, and the conversation is almost never normal.
I think enough people watching them do want the best for the country,
that's what matters. Okay.
Right?
So if somebody was to sit you down today and say, congratulations, you got this job, how would you assess where the RNC is right now? I mean, it was a pretty major shakeup. McDaniel out, in come Mike Whatley and Larry Trump. And they've got a very, very important job. They got to raise money. That's the most important. But they also have to do what you're doing, deliver that message around the country. They also have to make sure that the election coming up is not rigged. That may be the most important job of all for Larry Trump. How would you assess what's happened so far with the RNC?
I think it's been really good. I think number one for a lot of us is making sure that people can trust this next election, can trust early voting, can trust that it will be the, you know, the free and fair election that everyone keeps promising.
And that's basically Larry's job at this point, right?
I mean, we have a lot of, you know, lawyers and people that are working on this. Right. There's a lot of lawsuits across the country. Obviously, the chairman is working on it. Legal team is working on it. Lara as well. I mean, that's number one, because we care about the American people and we want them to know that it was a free, fair, safe election. And, you know, number one is instilling American faith in this system, because that's what matters, right? We're not doing this for us. It's for the people.
Well, it's funny you say that, because, hey, Lewis, play this for me. This is cut number 12. So this is Tim Scott. This is one of the folks that a lot of the news channels are saying has a very good chance of being Donald Trump's running mate. Trump will pick him as his VP. And he was on yesterday with Kirsten Welker on Meet the Press. And that's all she talked about. But, of course, not from our end of it, where we think that the 2020 election was rigged, that hurt Donald Trump. They're worried about, will we accept whatever happens in 2024? Cut 12. Play this, Lewis.
Senator, will you commit to accepting the election results of 2024? Bottom line.
At the end of the day, the 47th president of the United States will be President Donald Trump, and I'm excited to give back to low inflation, low unemployment.
Wait, Senator, yes or no? Yes or no? Will you accept the election results of 2024 no matter who wins?
That is my statement.
But is it just yes or no? Will you accept the election results of 2024?
I look forward to President Trump being the 47th president. Kristen, you could ask him multiple times.
Senator, just a yes or no answer.
So the American people, the American people will make the decision.
But I don't hear you committing
for President Trump. That's clear.
I don't hear you committing to the election results.
Here's the deal.
Will you commit to accepting the election results?
This is why so many Americans believe that NBC is an extension of the Democrat Party. At the end of the day, I've said what I've said, and I know that the American people, their voices will be heard, and I believe that President Trump will be our next president. It's that simple.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So you can hear, I mean, so disrespectful. And Margaret Brennan on CBS on Face the Nation, even worse. But you can hear just yes or no, yes or no. You can accept it because, you know, I think they know at this point Trump has a huge, huge lead. So it sounds like they're going to make excuses like, oh, Trump didn't accept it last time. Why should we accept it this time?
Right. It's funny to me that they're so busy asking politicians instead of asking the people. There's polling that shows that a lot of American people do not trust our elections on both sides of the aisle, by the way. And I think that's why we're so focused on that of the RNC. It's not about whether a politician gives you a really fun statement on TV that goes viral. It's about whether the American people on November 6th believe that it was free and fair. And that's what we're working on.
Tomorrow happens to be the 7-month commemoration of October the 7th. Yesterday, as you know, was Holocaust Remembrance Day. And Bibi Netanyahu spoke, and he said something I've been putting on Instagram for 2 weeks, which is, never again is now. It's here. Right. And Joe Biden, of course, holding back arms to the Israelis, which has really disgraceful, just absolutely grotesque. Once again, showing that he's anything but pro-Israel, never has been pro-Israel. So you have become a very, very big voice for the Jewish people. You've won awards. You've had stories written about you. What do you think? Here we are about 7 months away, and it's getting worse in the United States and around the world.
It is getting worse, and I think enough people are starting to realize now that anti-Semitism is not a Jewish problem. It's an American problem. This is not a, you know, small minority that dislikes Jews. This is a large chunk of our population and the world's population that blames the Jewish people for their problems, that wants to align with Hamas over the state of Israel, which is one of our strongest allies, and which truly seeks destruction, not just the Jewish people and Israel, but also to the United States of America. And people need to realize that.
They need to realize, too, that in a recent poll, 74%, that's a big number, Liz, 74% of Palestinians applaud what Hamas did on October the 7th. And in all their elections, 90% of Palestinians actually vote Hamas. And I want to remind folks that when they were bringing back the Israeli hostages through Gaza on October the 7th, it was the Palestinians, those nice, innocent, lovely people, who were slapping the hostages across the face, who were spitting on the hostages, who were dancing in the streets, handing out candies to little kids who were taught at the age of 7 to hate and kill Jews. So excuse me for not being sympathetic to the Palestinian people. Am I being nasty? Is there something to what I'm saying?
No, there is. It's almost ironic and unfortunate that we're talking about how the Palestinian people feel about Hamas, and we're not talking about the fact that there are university students in America that are applauding Hamas.
That's
right?
True, too.
I mean, I was listening to one of the videos from Colombia the other day. I have it written down here. They were chanting, Al-Qassam, make us proud, take another soldier out. Al-Qassam being the military wing of Hamas. We say justice, you say how, burn Tel Aviv to the ground. Go Hamas, we love you. We support your rockets too. Mm. This is Columbia University in New York City. I mean, I can't worry about Palestinians in Gaza. I have to worry about my neighbors right. that are chanting on Hamas.
It's true. So are you all for, like I am, Bibi going into Rafah? They've already started the evacuations in eastern Rafah. The ground troops are there. They had a lot of military meetings yesterday. This is going to happen maybe as early as tonight. I mean, sometime in the very, very near future, we're going in. Are you good with that?
I mean, look, it's not up to me to tell Bibi or Israel what to do. They know better. I think they were trying to make some kind of a deal for hostages and possibly not go in. Clearly, they have no interest in that. I would ask any country what they would do if 100 or more of their own people were being held in tunnels somewhere and were not given back after 7 months. They would do the exact same thing.
Not only that, but you have to understand that because they have done nothing for the better part of a couple of months now, especially in that area, that now the Hamas, they've had time to reorganize and even dig deeper into these tunnels. And look, I have no idea how many hostages are still alive. And, you know, if it was my son or daughter in there, I'd be freaking out like Rebecca Goldberg. But you cannot make decisions for millions and millions of Jewish people and years of existence based on 40 people, if there are 40 hostages alive. So Bibi's in a very, very tough spot. He's got to make decisions for millions of Israelis over the years based on 40 people. That's unfair. What do you want to do?
I mean, the life of a Jew is unfair, but that's what makes the Jewish people so special and our nation so special. We value one life more than anything in the world. And when one Jew is suffering, all of us suffer. So I don't know if you remember when Gilad Shalit, the soldier, was traded in.
I do.
Yeah, he was not 1,000. Traded for one or two. He was traded for 1,000.
1,000, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So for us, that's just how we always have
been. I get it, and yeah. It's beautiful, and I want those people back, dead or alive, but I got to finish the war right now.
Nothing
is going to stop me. Nothing, nobody, not hostages, not anything. Go in there. You got to wipe out the rest of these battalions, find this mother effer Sinwar and kill him and finish this war, or these 40 hostages will be 400 again in 6 months. What good is that?
Right. No, 100%. And don't forget, Hamas doesn't just hate Israel. They hate us in America, too.
Of course.
This is Israel fighting on behalf of the entire world. And
right.
Never forget that.
So now you're in the post. You're on page 9. It's a big deal. Yeah. And then you go back to Florida tonight. So when do you officially start? Well, what is your first official day of work and what do you do?
I actually started last week.
Oh, you started last
right.
week.
Right. Okay. I wanted to wait to talk to you to announce it properly.
Yeah,
so here
baby.
We are.
We've got some juice in this place.
Yeah. So
is it fair to say that President Trump picked you? I mean, obviously there's other people. You're very close with Lara. But there's no way you'd be the spokesperson for the RNC without approval from our friend Donald, right?
I will never speak for the man himself, but I hope that he approves. I'll just say that.
You never speak for the man himself?
I cannot speak for him, though. He is a one-man show, and he knows what he's doing.
Does your husband ever come to town when he's in court? President Trump?
No, not really. No, my husband stays in the shadows.
He stays in Florida. Okay, yeah. Got it. All right. And when do you expect to be back here in New York?
We were just talking about it, hopefully before then as well, but I would love to be here for the Israeli Day Parade.
Now, when is that again?
I believe it's June 2nd. It's always the first Sunday.
Now,
June.
How is it possible that I'm the number one voice in New York by a mile? It's not even close. Not even close. And I've been the Grand Marshal before.
Right.
That I've been to Israel. They've done countless stories on me. I'm the only person every day, every single day, that talks about Israel. And no one has contacted me about that Fakakta parade.
We
not
were just
person.
Talking about this. Every
no.
year I get
no, no,
invited.
I go
you
now.
Were the Grand Marshal. Neither of us have heard anything.
How could that possibly be?
Whoever's organizing, please reach out to us.
Who are they
going to
have? I mean, I know years ago, the year I was there, they had Siggy Flicker.
Yes.
And I love Siggy.
Hope she's there, yeah.
She's great in Boca. She's not going to be there. So I can't imagine. Who are they going to have? Maybe Gilad or Don. I love him too, but... Now I won't go. Now I'm mad. Well,
no.
I'll go.
Yeah, I know you'll go. Well, I'll go. No, hopefully it's a big deal. I don't know what the protest will look like that day, but
oh, that's going to be nasty.
It is important for all
of
us.
That may be very nasty. Funny, I had Bill O'Reilly on last week, and he said, you know, once these commencements are over and school is done, unlike 1968, these things are going away. I said, Bill, they're never going away. Once the Israelis go into Rafah, there's another excuse. The Israeli Day Parade, there's another excuse. I mean, they're never going away.
Yeah, but also, once you allow people to break the law, to break their own university policies, to continue doing this with basically zero repercussions.
Zero.
They don't learn. They only get bigger. Right.
And yeah. get bigger and bigger.
Exactly.
Exactly right. I mean, they should be in prison like the January 6th people. Some of those bastards are still in solitary confinement. What they do? They put their foot up on somebody's desk. These bastards are out there screaming, death to America, kill the Jews. They're out in an hour. How does that make sense?
And what's funny is I was watching, I think it was MSNBC, Al Sharpton said the exact same thing that you just said, that these people look like January 6ers. So it's very strange to me that everyone from CNN to MSNBC to Fox News is basically aligned on this issue, and yet there are thousands of protesters running around.
I wouldn't give Al Sharpton any credit, but that's fine.
I'm more so just saying we all seem very aligned
right,
on the fact that
right,
this anti-Semitism
right.
is despicable,
yeah.
and yet we see thousands of people continuing to do it. Where are they coming from?
How do you think the city did with this whole thing? Because, you know, the mayor, what can I do? My best friend, yeah. I have to wait for the university to call me. And then, of course, they all did a victory lap, and the police did a great job. They did fine. I mean, it wasn't like you had 5,000 protesters with guns in there. You had like 40 ratty kids. And I love the NYPD. No one more than me, but this wasn't exactly an incredibly difficult task. They did a good job. But how do you think the city did overall?
I mean, could have been worse, right?
But it could have been better.
It definitely could have been better.
I mean, you understand that in those 2 weeks that they sat around and did nothing because that was the protocol,
right.
that a lot of these kids were ruined.
Yeah, but I mean, look,
that's not fair.
I have countless messages from students who attend Columbia University who were sending me photos hiding in their dorm rooms or hiding
exactly
at home
right.
who are no longer going to go back to campus again.
So while Eric Adams was in Miami that day in Passover
exactly.
and I was in front of Columbia University, those 12 or 13 days, and now he comes out today and says, well, we did the right thing. The timing was right. No, it wasn't. For 13 days, those kids were scared to death. Their lives were changed forever because
exactly.
of those 13 days.
Yeah, and look
so how could
now.
The city take a victory lap?
And they just canceled the commencement, didn't they?
Right.
So clearly there's no victory lap if we can't even hold a graduation ceremony in New York City of all places.
So let me ask you again. How do you think the city did?
Could have done a lot better.
Thank you very much. I love you. I'm happy for you. Page 9's a big deal. You are the RNC spokesperson. You promised me... A while ago, if you ever land this job, which is a very, 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 very big job, you announced it first on my show, and you came true to your promise. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lizzie, we love you. Liz Pipko, she is the new RNC spokesperson for Donald Trump and the RNC. Folks, go by the New York Post today. Check out page 9, a very nice story by our friend Dori Lewak.